I know you just ran Boston Marathon, so you'd already you were ready for that kind of nearly that kind of distance, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. The training cycle for Boston has been going on since the fall, and because of that, I felt extremely ready physically to tackle this this course, and especially when just relaxing the pace, not feeling like I had to run extremely fast, like I'm racing against anybody. It was just literally a fun run.
Was this the furthest you'd run before, or you'd run this distance before?
This was the second time I've run a 50K, but okay. Our course was probably a 50-ish K. So that would make this the longest that I have run, because the last time I ran a 50K, I stopped right at that 50K mark because I had nothing left to give. And going all the way into Sandy Beach put us a little over that 31-mile mark.
Mick, what did it feel like at mile 2, and what did it feel like at mile 28?
Yeah, mile 2 was great. It was a beautiful day. You know, we've done many morning runs throughout this year. Just kind of those are usually our longer runs are on the weekends in the morning. Yeah. So 6 a.m. was, you know, it was a good start time. And then mile 28 was, those were hard times. I was lucky enough that I had a volunteer who started running with us and runs with us all the time. He was going to run the last 2 miles with me. And he had sent that text message the night before, and I completely forgot until then. And knowing that I had support and a Gatorade at his house was all I needed to finish things up. But yeah, those were hard times. It was, for a Southeast Alaska person, it was hot, of course. And my legs were just incredibly tired at that point.
Had you run anything like that distance before?
No. Okay. That was 13 miles further than I've ever run in one go. So it was, I didn't quite feel the same confidence, but, you know, talking to Charlie and, you know, Tommy Thompson, people that have taken on big runs like this, it was super helpful to get their advice and just, you know, take things slow in the beginning. Don't get too excited. You know, don't run up the hills as fast as you can, anything like that, of course. It was super helpful, and just having the company, and we had, you know, several people riding bikes, people running with us for different portions. And people coming out and kind of cheering us on and stuff. So it was all of the above that helped get those last 13 miles in. So,
have you been training for a marathon this year? Or?
Yeah, we've kind of had a target race for August, that kind of a small group that run on in the mornings and on the weekends. And so there's a race we're looking forward to in Bend, Oregon this August. And so this felt like something that was appropriate, as, you know, we've brainstormed about doing this. And then it coinciding with Charlie's last little time here in town for now. And so kind of saying, what the heck, let's go for it and see what we can do. And so that's also, I think, something that be able to kind of dig back on that and have that in the back of my head, knowing what it feels like a little bit to struggle at the end. And I'm sure that'll be helpful in the heat in Bend, Oregon in August.
What do either of you think of that as a course for a future ultra marathon? Charlie, you have any opinions on that? Hills and flats and pavement and stuff?
I think it's great because it is a pretty diverse course. It's 1,700 feet of elevation gain, so that's a pretty approachable amount of elevation gain, and the hills just kind of roll. There's certainly a few hills that are more memorable than others as far as their height goes and what it takes to overcome them, but other than that, I like the difference in terrain that made it exciting, because for that first portion, it's all gravel road and just beautiful scenery, and just running along Frederick Point Road is one of my favorite spots in Petersburg to run, and it's a little more forgiving on your feet, and then you get out to the highway and you're exposed in the elements and the sun, and the ground is much harder, so that has its challenges as well, but then you just have the beautiful view of running the narrows and everything that entails with that. So I really enjoyed the course and the fact that we were able to make it a loop, made it even more special. And it was just a really great course. And I think one down the road, which would be very feasible and doable if there were ever to be a 50K on Metcalf Island.
Yeah, Mick, do you have any favorite moments from the run? Starting out that early a time, you must run into a bear or a wolf or something.
There's certainly sign all over the place. We drove it the night before, and so we saw, you know, the Bearscat and Moose as well out there, and we weren't that fortunate to run into anything, but it was just, I think the scenery as you run Frederick Point, Frederick Road, it's stunning, and then popping out on the highway feels good, and then it starts to hurt a little bit when you're kind of just pounding on the pavement out there. But the one that stands out to me is the 30-mile Gatorade. I'll never have a drink that tastes that good. There's just no way.
You needed some hydration, huh?
Yep. Oh yeah.
It's something we got to remember. It's not something we have to do too much here. We're not used to the heat, but other thoughts on this run? Kind of a big run for you guys. Anything else you want to highlight about it, or?
Well, I just think it's great that Petersburg has such a vibrant running community, and that there is a group of people that run on this island that's really supportive of running in general. And it's always great to be around others and see them run. And every day it seems like I see a new person running on the road, and it's just really inspiring. Every time I see somebody run, it makes me want to run that much more. So that's been a really great experience, and just being part of that is pretty special. And getting to say that I trained for a marathon in Southeast Alaska and was able to represent Southeast going to run the Boston Marathon, but then ending my time here running a 50K ultra marathon and getting to see the highlights of the island was just extremely special. So I'm just excited for the future of running on Mitkoff Islands, because I feel like we built a really great group of people to run with. And I'd like to give a shout out to the Run PSG group. And we run 5:15 most mornings. We're out there just running the loop no matter the weather. And that was so crucial to my training for Boston, just to have that camaraderie and have people that you could really lean on and depend on. And it's just been a really neat experience getting to run here and getting to know the islands with my legs. And that's how I get to learn of places. So I'm just grateful and really appreciative that we had such great support with Casey Gates and his support vehicle that had our aid station set up. Running miles with Tommy Thompson was incredibly inspiring. I'd wanted to run with him since I moved here, and just getting that opportunity to run with somebody who's accomplished so much in his career, but yet is so humble about it, and how he carries himself, was just really inspiring to be around. And of course, just getting to run the full race with Mick was just incredibly moving as well, because we built a great friendship over the past 7 months, and there's nobody else I'd rather be with running 31 point whatever miles than Mick Petruski. So it was just a really special moment, and it just felt really good, and I'm just really proud of the work we accomplished. And I just hope that it inspires others on the island to run, knowing that you just have so much beautiful road here, and just the benefits of running, and to be a runner, it doesn't take anything except for the want or the desire. If you're running a 15-minute mile, you're a runner. If you run a tenth of a mile, you're a runner. And I think that's what makes running so cool, is how accessible it is for everybody to do it.